Welcome to another edition of the Falcon Podcast, recapping the debacle at Alcorn. Honestly, I didn't see that one coming. I think most Demon fans were taken aback by that one. Coaches, players all seemed to kind of... I don't think anybody was expecting that outcome. Going to unpack it in a second. First, a word from our sponsors. The Alcorn State game was one of the more frustrating games I've watched over the last 16 years. And the reason being is this program has been bad for 16 years. And it just keeps feeling like we're so close to turning the corner and it never happens. And against Alcorn, we came in, you know, our offense showed good against North Texas. There were mistakes, but they were correctable mistakes. The fumbles, the turnovers, penalties, they were all correctable. And I thought against a good North Texas team, we played solid except for those mistakes, and it gave me hope that, you know what, we could turn it around. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Alcorn. You know, Alcorn's a quality team. They're going to be a contender in the SWAC this year. But watching that game, there is absolutely zero reason we should have lost to Alcorn. Our defense played one of the better defensive games you will ever see. Felix Harper is a tremendous athlete. Will probably be first team all SWAC. He is an awesome quarterback, and we held him to 13 to 23 with 204 yards. Their running game, we allowed 41 rushes for 122. That's not bad. We held them to 326 yards. On an offense like Alcorn, you hold them to 326. There is absolutely zero reason you don't win that game. But our offense laid an egg. And that, to me, is just so frustrating that it seems like year after year the same thing happens. Our offense shows up, our defense doesn't. Our defense shows up, our offense doesn't. For whatever reason, the Demon football team can't seem to put a complete game together. And I'm not trying to be too hard on the players. I know they're hurting just as much, and I won't say just as much. They're hurting way more than I am. They're hurting way more than anyone listening is. The coaches I know are frustrated. The fans are frustrated. The players are frustrated. And it comes a time when you say, what's the issue? Something I thought about watching our offense is, what is our bread and butter? You look at some of the great teams in the past. Look at the 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers. If their option was working, their attack wasn't working, they could just line up in that power eye and just hit you up the middle. Big fullback leading the blocks, halfbacks coming through. That's what they were turned to. That was their bread and butter. You look at the 49ers with Joe Montana. They had that little tight end in the flat and the West Coast offense. Things wasn't working. That little pass to the tight end, Dwight Clark, you know, that was kind of like the extended handoff, but that was their bread and butter. You look at LSU with Joe Burrow, their bread and butter. That little sharp pass right over the middle, there was a little slants. That was their bread and butter. You couldn't stop it. And I look back at our team. Our quarterback isn't bad. Caleb Fletcher is a solid quarterback. He didn't play bad. Scooter Adams is one of the best running backs in the Southland. He didn't play bad. Our wide receivers, 1-2 punch is phenomenal with Gavin Landry and Javon Antonio. They're good receivers. They didn't play bad. Yeah, there were two drops, but they were both tough drops. I thought Fletcher put the ball where they needed to, but I can't blame it on one person. So you look at it on our offensive line, and I bragged about them before the season. It's a good offensive line, and I'm still high on them. It's a great line. I still think they can be the best line we've had since 2001. They didn't play bad. I didn't see any time where they just look overmatched. And sometimes you look at a team, you can say, well, our running backs just didn't play well. They fumbled a lot, or the quarterback was making bad reads. The wide receivers had too many drops, or they ran the wrong routes. That didn't happen. And it hasn't happened over the last couple of years. And I started thinking about it. What is our bread and butter? And honestly, I can't answer that question. We're not a power run team. We're not a zone run team. We're not bad at zone running. We're not bad at power running. We're not bad at short throws. We're not bad at long throws. We can throw deep. We can throw short. But there's nothing that I see that we are excellent at. And at the end of the day, I think you need to have that offensive identity where if all else fails, you aren't hitting your passes for whatever reason they're shutting down. What is the one thing that you can turn to when everything else is struggling? You say, you might stop us there, but this is what we're going to do, and we're going to keep doing it until it works. What is our bread and butter? And I think until we can define that, accurately define what our bread and butter is, you're going to see the same results. So if you're the Demons and you're the staff, we have got to establish an identity. Look at the teams that lead our conference. I'm going to use Nicholls as an example. Nicholls is a really solid program. They built it up. back in the 2000s, they were horrible. In the 90s, they weren't good. But now they have an identity. They've established that if all else fails, they'll just line up and shove it up your gut and good help if they stop you. They've done it to us. A couple years ago, we were playing Nichols, and I forget the year. We were doing a good job against them. So you know what they started doing? They just start pounding us up the middle, pounding us up the middle, and eventually they broke our defense, and then they started taking over the game. What do we do that's so good? Look at McNeese. Same thing. When they were a powerhouse in the late 90s, early 2000s, they had that great defense, the great offense. They could just pound you. You look at the Demon teams that were great. When all else failed, we could turn to Derek John East. We could turn to a Tony Taylor. We could turn to Ronnie Powell, and we would just keep running it up the gut and dare you to stop us, and those guys would eventually find the holes, and eventually it would start cracking that defense. We had an identity. Even when Craig Knoll, as great of a quarterback as he was, and he was one of the best quarterbacks in the history of Northwestern, even on that team, we still had that offensive line that if all else failed, we could just start pounding it up the gut. We did it against Oklahoma State and competed very well against them. We have to develop that identity, because if not, we're going to have more games like this Alcorn game. We're going to have more disappointment. Now, going into the game, 7-3 at half, I wasn't upset about it. You know, we were holding them in check. Our offense was moving a little bit, kind of stalled out. It didn't look bad. I thought the play of the game, the one that just absolutely killed us, was in the third quarter. Had a wide receiver open in the zone. I apologize. I'm not sure who it was, but we had a guy open in the end zone. Caleb Fletcher did a pump fake. The ball slips out of his hand. He has to fall on it. That makes it 10-3. Had he, you know, got the throw off 14-3, and we win the game. I have no doubt. And I have no doubt we'd probably break their back on that one. That gave them some momentum. After that, we never seemed to get in a rhythm on offense. We never seemed to get in a rhythm on offense all game. The credit to the coaches leading up to that play. We came out in the second half. We were attacking quick. It looked like in the first half we had some slow developing plays. Second half, we were just snap, 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 attacking. Real quick plays, quick striking plays. And it really worked, kept their defense off balance. And then they adjusted. Credit to Alcorn. Their linebackers were reading our plays very well, whether it was a pass or a run. They're keeping us pretty holed up. And hey, credit to them. Their coaches made adjustments. We never could get going. We tried to run a little bit. They start shutting us down after that first series in the third quarter. Passing attack, they did a great job in coverage. And eventually, when you have a quarterback like Felix Harper you're playing against, our defense stepped up time and time and time again. But there's only so many times you can ask the defense to go out there and hold a guy like Felix Harper in check. And finally, at the end of the game, he hits a bomb that leads to our winning touchdown. You take away that one play, and we probably held him to close to 100 yards passing. And I don't blame the defense on that. There's only so many times you can give a great athlete like that a chance. Eventually, he's going to get a strike. And if you watch that play that led to that winning touchdown, that was the defense played that perfectly. It was just a perfectly thrown ball. Sometimes you got to tip your hat, and I do. Felix Harper is a great quarterback. Nothing against him. You know, at the end of the day, Alcorn State had to make plays at the end. Felix Harper did. They won the game. We had two possessions to make plays, and end of the game, our last two possessions were not good at all, and Alcorn wins the game. Offensively, again, we've got to find an identity. 192 yards passing, 7 yards rushing, 263 yards total. And again, not trying to take anything away from Alcorn, but they weren't that good of a defense. For us to only get 263 yards, totally unacceptable. And we've got to improve it. We've got to fix this. We got to fix the ship. We got to do it quickly. Looking around the Southland, which I'm about to get to, both Nichols and Southeastern looked very good. And if we do not right the ship before we face them, they are going to absolutely embarrass us on the field. Because if you only gain 263 yards against Nichols, against Southeastern, with the types of offenses they both have, with Lindsey Scott and Cole Kelly, they will run up the score on you and they will name their points. Because you cannot ask a defense to hold those two offenses down the entire game like we asked our defense to do against Alcorn. It just won't work. It cannot work. So we have a short window to fix this. We got to get it fixed. Now, one advantage is the Southeastern game is pushed back, so we will not face them until later. I think that can work to our advantage, having that bye week to get things fixed. We have UT Martin coming in. Kind of hard to get a read on them, but they're not overpowering. So we need to come out now, get our best foot forward, put this one in the past, play the way we're capable of, hopefully get some momentum against UT Martin, take that bye week to fix up the little things, develop an identity, and then hit the Southland Conference running. Another way about it. But looking around the conference, I start off with, as I was mentioning, Louisiana Tech and Southeastern. Southeastern losing 45-42. Cole Kelly had an amazing game, 44-59 for 495 yards, 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, 1 coming late. They had a chance to win late in the game, did not, but very impressive. Louisiana Tech is a very good team. Almost defeated Mississippi State. So, again, Louisiana Tech is a great team. Raging Cajuns hosted Nichols. Raging Cajuns win that one 27-24, but Lindsey Scott had just an amazing game, 26-37, 359 yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick. He also rushed for 18 rushes for 127 yards. Lindsey Scott, absolutely amazing performance. And you'll see a Cole Kelly and Lindsey Scott can do, and it goes back to what I was saying. We have got to fix our offense because we cannot go against those two teams and lay an egg offensively, not find an identity and expect to win. It's just not going to happen. But there's time. And again, I don't think the well is dry, but there is time to fix this. Maine East State lost 34-7 to LSU. I thought they competed well against the Tigers. Again, I wouldn't put too much stock in that. You know, they played a Division II powerhouse in West Florida, then LSU. Real, real hard to get a read on them. Very interested to see what they do against Southern University. Very comparative to Alcorn State. I think Alcorn and Southern are pretty much toss-ups as who's going that game. So very interested to see how McNeese shows up against Southern. It should get a better read for us of how good of a team McNeese actually is. UIW hit Prairie View, 40-9 victory. Prairie View, not an entirely horrible team. They defeated Texas Southern 40-17. Texas Southern isn't a great one. UIW beat the brakes off of them. Little cause of concern because, again, I don't think Prairie View's much worse than Alcorn. I do think Alcorn's a better team, but I think they are comparable. So to see us struggle with Alcorn and see Inkerner Word come up against Prairie View and gain 321 yards, holding them 327. It's kind of an interesting look on that one. So, again, hard to get reads on it, but UIW stepped up when he needed to, 49 victory. We did not. The one really down spot of the conference was Houston Baptist just got throttled 45-13 to Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado, first week, lost 35-7 to Colorado, so you can't hold that against them. They look very impressive against Houston Baptist. Houston Baptist right now definitely struggling. They're 0-2. They've got 27-17 loss to New Mexico, and then this one, New Mexico, not a great team. So as of right now, I would say looking the way teams are playing, Southeastern Nichols clearly identifying themselves as the top dogs. McNeese and Inkerner Word, I think, are right under them, and then Demons and Houston Baptist rounding out the bottom right now. So right now, all the teams are kind of living up to their preseason rankings. I said in the beginning when the rankings came out that I thought the Demons would do better. I still think it's possible, but we have things to fix. We've got to fix the offense. And that happens, you know, I think we can have a good season. Finishing up this podcast, I want to give thanks to Alcorn. The Alcorn campus was absolutely beautiful, very well kept up, maintained, and just great scenery with the wooded areas and the hills, and just really a great game day atmosphere. I thought it was a first class the way they ran everything. Great job getting the cars in parking-wise, and the people of Alcorn were very helpful, at least in my experience. I also talked to some Alcorn fans before and after the game, and they, to me, were exceptionally nice, had a great experience at Alcorn, aside from the outcome of the game. So just want to say, give a great big thank you to Alcorn for hosting us and just first class and just an amazing experience. And if the Demons do play at Alcorn again, I'll definitely make that trip because it was an enjoyable trip aside from the outcome. And at the end of the day, I got to spent a couple of hours with my son, which is, you know, as bad as the game was and outcome was, the important thing was spending time with my son. So I can't say it was a bad trip or a bad day or anything. You know, the important thing was spending time with family, and I got to do that. And my son is growing. He's 15 years old, and, you know, getting to spend that time is, you know, I know it's not going to be forever. So, you know, that's the important part of all this. And it's good to not lose sight of those important things. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is a game. And, you know, for the players and coaches, I'd say the same thing. You know, the outcome isn't what we wanted, but at the end of the day, that doesn't have to define the day or whatever. I do thank you for listening to this week's episode. Not the result we wanted, but we'll move on. So Wednesday, I will release the next episode, previewing our game against UT Martin, talking about the other sports around the Southland. Soccer team did win Friday, which was awesome, against Southeastern. Having a game right now, hopefully we'll get to update with another win. They're playing Nichols as we speak. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe to this on Apple Podcasts. It helps our viewership get up, and hopefully as this grows, I can expand. There are a lot of things I want to do with this podcast, but I like to let it grow organically. Don't want to try and force anything. You know, eventually I do want to get interviews in, but I want to make sure this podcast is professional and of quality. I don't want to, you know, bring in anything official with Northwestern until this podcast is at a level that I think Northwestern deserves. And I say that because, you know, at the end of the day, the athletic department at Northwestern is just so good and so professional in everything they do that to me it would be disrespectful to try and grow this podcast too much, and especially with the product that they put out. I do thank you again for listening each and every week. Hey, look, Alcorn games in the past, new game coming up this week. Got to get up for it, you know. Let's get out here, have a good week. Let's beat UT Martin. See you on Wednesday. Hope you have a great week. And as always, Forkham Demons.